2. Weight on and off the earth. D.M. de Sutter. D.M. de Sutter is a writer on flying and space, and has the ability to explain difficult matters clearly enough for young people to understand them. Among his books are Your Book of Flying and Your Book of Space Travel, 1962. From the second of these, the passage below is taken. It is a discussion of weight and how the weight of an object changes in different places. We are so used to our life on the surface of the earth that it can be quite an effort for our minds to break free of all the ideas that we take for granted. We talk about up and down, but we know that what is down for us is up for someone on the other side of the world. Because we can feel that things are heavy, we think of weight as being a fixed quality in an object, but it is not really fixed at all. If you could take a 1 pound packet of butter 4,000 miles out from the earth, it would weigh only a quarter of a pound. Why would things weigh only a quarter as much as they do at the surface of the earth if we took them 4,000 miles out into space? The reason is this. All objects have a natural attraction for all other objects. This is called gravitational attraction. But this power of attraction between two objects gets weaker as they get farther apart. When the butter was at the surface of the earth, it was 4,000 miles from the center. In other words, the radius of the earth is 4,000 miles. When we took the butter 4,000 miles out, it was 8,000 from the center, which is twice the distance. If you double the distance between two objects, their gravitational attraction decreases 2 times 2. If you treble the distance, it gets 9 times weaker, 3 times 3. If you take it 4 times as far away, it gets 16 times weaker, 4 times 4, and so on. So this is one of the first things we need to remember, that the weight of an object in space is not the same as its weight on the surface of the Earth. What about the weight of our pound of butter on the surface of the Moon? At that distance, the pull of the Earth is about 4,000 times smaller than it is here on the surface. So we can forget all about the earth pull on our butter. On the other hand, on the moon, there will be an attraction between the butter and the moon. But the butter will weigh only about 1/6 as much as it does on the earth. This is because the moon is so much smaller than the earth. The amount of gravitational pull that a body produces depends on the amount of material in it. A packet of butter has a gravitational pull of its own. But this is very small in relation to the pull of something as large as the moon, or the earth, or the sun.